I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. I used to place onions in the same category as potatoes when it comes to growing them in our garden. It's so easy to buy fresh onions in the market, why bother growing them? But then I started to try different varieties, and I was hooked. I've tried round, torpedo-shaped, flat-shaped, and softball-sized onions over the years. They all have unique characteristics. When growing onions in Connecticut, always look for long day or day neutral varieties. These form onions in response to our longer days in summer. Short day varieties, such as Vidalia, are better grown in the south. Then, decide if you want a storage or a sweet onion. Pungent or storage onions, such as copra, can last up to 6 months in a cool basement. Sweet onions, such as Walla Walla, are best eaten after harvest. Don't forget to try some cool heirlooms too, like Cipollini and Red Torpedo. You can start onion seeds indoors or by plants or sets in spring. Sets and plants are easier to plant, but there are fewer variety choices. Growing onion from seed is easier than you'd think. Start seeds 8 to 10 weeks before your last frost date. That will be February in most of the state. Plant 6 seeds in 2-inch diameter pots placed under grow lights. Keep the seedlings well watered and lightly fertilized. If the onion seedlings start to get tall, give them a haircut and use the cuttings in a salad. 2 weeks before your last frost date, prepare a raised bed amended with compost and plant the individual seedlings 6 inches apart. Keep them well watered and weeded. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about cyclamen. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.